This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Voters in the Northeast Kingdom will have some clear choices in the upcoming primary election for state's attorney. In Orleans County, the incumbent faces three challengers, and two of them have served as his deputies. In Essex County, the race pits a long-serving veteran of state politics against a juvenile defense attorney who says he wants to find alternatives to litigation. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports.
Alan Franklin has been a prosecutor in Orleans County for almost 3.5 years, yet he has never run for office. Governor Shumlin appointed him to the job when Franklin's predecessor, Keith Flynn, became Commissioner of Public Safety. In the August 26th primary, Franklin faces Jennifer Barrett. She went to work for Franklin right out of law school, but then left Orleans County for the deputy attorney's job in Bennington County. Franklin says he has learned after many years how to screen cases for the best results.
And try to figure out what the best result is. And sometimes it's not prosecuting, sometimes it's taking a plea agreement, sometimes it's going to trial. Trials don't solve everything. But if you can get a guilty plea, that's a measure of responsibility that sometimes you don't even get with a trial.
But at a lively candidates' forum, Barrett criticized Franklin for failing to do his job. She says Orleans County is seeing a rise in domestic violence and other crimes, but accuses Franklin and his deputy, James Lillicrap, of prosecuting only the most egregious cases and failing to bring others to justice.
And so if you wait and you let them get away with retail theft after retail theft, you're not addressing the underlying issues at the first stage. Instead, you're waiting until the addiction is worse, and you're waiting until a more serious crime, like a burglary, has been committed.
Barrett has been endorsed by the Vermont Troopers Association. If she wins the primary, she would face the deputy state's attorney in the Orleans office, James Lillicrap, who is running against his own boss. Independent Ben Luna will also be on the ballot. Franklin admits it's an unusual situation.
I don't know anyone who's been faced with it. In fact, I don't have a political background. I've never run for office before.
In contrast, next door in Essex County, the incumbent Vince Aluzzi is a campaign trail veteran. He served over 30 years as a state senator and almost 16 years as prosecutor. His opponent, Julianne Woolard, is a juvenile defense attorney. She says Aluzzi doesn't try hard enough to find alternatives to prosecution and incarceration of young offenders.
I look at it not as a prosecuting the juveniles necessarily, but as a way of taking them, you know, when they're at a fork in a road. They've committed or are alleged to have committed this infraction, and you can either prosecute them and charge them to the fullest, or you can use community resources and restorative justice approaches, and you can sort of shape the case.
Aluzzi disputes the claim that he does not take advantage of alternative justice when merited.
I think you have that tool available when it's appropriate, and it's usually not the decision of just the prosecutor, but also the others in the criminal justice system, the diversion staff, the individuals who are victims of crimes, police officers.
Whoever wins the primary in the Essex County state's attorney race is likely to keep or take the office, since no Democrats have mounted a challenge. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.